Chapter 4 Weather and Climate
第四章天气与气候
Unit 4 Weather and Climate
天气与气候
Conversations
Part 1
Ted and Lisa are drinking coffee.
Look, it is sunny today, isn't it?
Yeah.I like sitting in the sun, drinking coffee and listening to the light music.
You really know how to lead a comfortable life and enjoy yourself.
A piece of bad news for you. It's forecasted that it will be cloudy tomorrow.
It's so changeable. Maybe the day after tomorrow it will be snowy.
You're such a smart boy. It is predicted to snow.
Really? That's great. If so, we can buy a roll of film to take photos. And invite our friends, Amy, Martin, and Sally, to play with snowballs.
And we can also heap up a snowman standing on our playground.
So it is not bad, but good news.
May your dream come true.
Part 2.
Wang Lin is talking with Alice about the recent weather.
How are you doing these days?
Fine. And you?
Me too. It's so hot and muggy today.
Yes, the weather has been dry for days.It's reported that the temperature today rises to about 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh, I see. The heat makes my flowers fade. My little dog, Guga, is lying on the ground with its tongue stretching long.
God damn!
Could you remember the flood last month?
Sure. It was raining cats and dogs.Luckily, I was staying at home that day.
A terrible flood. Some people lost their lives. Poor people.
The flood is dangerous, and our government has asked people to be mindful of heat. Extreme heat may also cause death.
Take it easy. The fall is coming and the heat will finally be over.
I hope so. Part 3.
Yang Ming asks his teacher, Mr. Zhang, some questions about the climate.
Good morning, Mr. Zhang.
Good morning. Any questions?
Yes. Could you tell me the difference of climate between Beijing and Kunming?
Of course.Beijing is situated in the north and Kunming in the southwest.
Is the climate related to the latitude?
Yes. Beijing is in the high latitudes while Kunming is in the low latitudes.
Does the latitude influence the temperature?
Certainly. It's colder in Beijing than in Kunming as a whole.The weather in Beijing is very bad.
How? Can you explain it in detail?
It's cloudy and windy. Through the whole year, the wind blows very hard. The dirt spreading in the air can make people dirty. It can even get through the window and fall on your furniture.
But the strong wind offers a good chance to fly kites. What about Kunming?
It's warm and sunny. The weather is agreeable, comfortable and humid. The range of temperature is unnoticeable.
In short, that means it's like spring all year round.
You're right.
Thank you very much.
Part 4.
Aaron is calling his girlfriend, Helen.
Darling, what are you busy with now? I am missing you very much. Next week, I have a 3-day vacation. Let's make a trip.
Great. Where do you like to go? The south or the north?
The temperature in the north is below zero. The worst is that it has snowed there for days.
But I enjoy the cold weather. It must be refreshing after a hot and muggy summer as we spent.
It was terribly hot indeed. If we go southward, it's unnecessary to travel with more clothes. The weather is fairly agreeable.
Cold as it is in the north, we can seize the opportunity to ski. Skiing is so exciting and challenging.
Okay, this time I'll follow you. Next time, let's go traveling in the south for surfing.
Passage. Our changing atmosphere. According to the National Academy of Sciences, the Earth's surface temperature has risen by about 1 degree Fahrenheit in the past century. With accelerated warming during the past 2 decades, there is new and stronger evidence that most of the warming over the last 50 years is attributable to human activities. Human activities have altered the chemical composition of the atmosphere through the buildup of greenhouse gases, primarily carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. Energy from the sun drives the Earth's weather and climate and heats the Earth's surface. In turn, the Earth radiates energy back into space. Atmospheric greenhouse gases, water vapor, carbon dioxide, and other gases trap some of the outgoing energy, retaining heat somewhat like the glass panel of a greenhouse. Without this natural greenhouse effect, temperatures would be much lower than they are now, and life as known today would not be possible. Thanks to greenhouse gases, the Earth's average temperature is a more hospitable 60 degrees Fahrenheit. However, problems may arise when the atmospheric concentration of greenhouse gases increases. Scientists generally believe that the combustion of fossil fuels and other human activities are the primary reason for the increased concentration of carbon dioxide. What has changed in the last few hundred years is the additional release of carbon dioxide by human activities. Fossil fuels burned to run cars and trucks, heat homes and businesses, and power factories are responsible for about 98% of U.S. carbon dioxide emissions, 24% of methane emissions, and 18% of nitrous oxide emissions. Increased agriculture, deforestation, landfills, industrial production, and mining also contribute a significant share of emissions. In 1997, the United States emitted about 1/5 of total greenhouse gases. The 20th century's 10 warmest years all occurred in the last 15 years of the century. Of these, 1998 was the warmest year on record. The snow covers in the northern hemisphere and floating ice in the Arctic Ocean have decreased. Globally, sea level has risen 4 to 8 inches over the past century. Worldwide precipitation over land has increased by about 1%. The frequency of extreme rainfall events has increased through much of the United States. Increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases are likely to accelerate the rate of climate change. Scientists expect that the average global surface temperature could rise 1 to 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit, 0.6 to 2.5 degrees Celsius, in the next 50 years, and 2.2 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, 1.4 to 5.8 degrees Celsius, in the next century, with significant regional variation. Evaporation will increase as the climate warms, which will increase average global precipitation. Soil moisture is likely to decline in many regions, and intense rainstorms are likely to become more frequent. Sea level is likely to rise 2 feet along most of the U.S. coasts. Calculations of climate change for specific areas are much less reliable than global ones, and it is unclear whether regional climate will become more variable.
Words and expressions.
Atmosphere.
Fahrenheit.
Accelerated.
Warming.
Decade.
Evidence.
Attributable.
Activity.
Alter.
Chemical.
Build up.
Greenhouse.
Gas.
Carbon dioxide.
Methane.
Nitrous oxide.
Radiate.
Atmospheric.
Vapor.
Trap.
Outgoing.
Retain. Panel.
Average.
Hospitable.
Arise.
Concentration.
Combustion.
Fossil fuels.
Primary.
Additional.
Release.
Truck.
Responsible.
Emission.
Deforestation.
Landfill.
Mining.
Contribute.
Emit.
Global.
Floating.
Decrease.
Precipitation.
Frequency.
Extreme.
Rainfall.
Increasing.
Regional.
Variation.
Evaporation.
Moisture.
Decline.
Intense.
Rainstorm.
Calculation.
Specific.
Reliable.
Unclear.
Variable.
Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension.
Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the 4 possible choices.
1.
Oh my God!
I have difficulty in breathing. How do the Africans here stand such heat?
Maybe they're used to it.
2. It has been snowing heavily for 1 week.
So you will know why the vegetables are so expensive.
3. Mary has gone to the theater in spite of my suggestion.
Why not send her umbrella now? Look upward, the dark clouds.
4. It's a holiday now. Where would you like to go, the north or the south?
I prefer the south to the north. It's more agreeable, sunny and warm.
5. The temperature today is 20 degrees Celsius.
That means it is 2 degrees Celsius higher than that of yesterday. 1 degree Celsius lower than that of the day before yesterday.
B. Do you want to know something about the history of weather? Don't look at the sky. Don't look for the old weather report. Looking at tree rings is more important.
Correct weather reports date back to only one century. But some trees can provide an exact record of the weather even further back.
It's natural that a tree would grow best in a climate with plenty of sunshine and rainfall. It is also expected that little sunlight or rainfall would limit the growth of a tree. The changes from a favorable to an unfavorable climate can be determined by reading the pattern of rings in a tree trunk. To find out the weather of 10 years ago, count the rings of a tree trunk from the outside to the inside. If the 10th ring is far from the other rings, then it is certain that plenty of sunny and rainy weather occurred. If the rings are close together, then the climate was bad for the tree. Studying tree rings is not only important for the history of the weather, but also for the history of man. In a region of New Mexico, you can find only sand, no trees, and no people. However, many centuries ago, a large population lived there. They left suddenly. Why? A scientist studied patterns of dead tree rings which had grown there. He decided the people had to leave because they had cut down all the trees. Trees were necessary to make fires and buildings. So, after the people destroyed the trees, they had to move. Supplementary reading. Extreme weather. Extreme weather will become more common, experts forecast. New York. It has been a summer of extremes. Rains have deluged Europe and Asia, swamping cities and villages and killing about 2,000 people, while drought and heat have seared the American West and eastern cities. What is going on? The floods and droughts could simply be flickers in the inherently chaotic weather system, some experts say. But many warn that such extremes will be increasingly common as the world grows warmer. Such a shift could pose big problems in places where water is already a strained resource, they say. A warmer world is more likely to be a wetter one, experts warn, with more evaporation resulting in more rains, in more heavy and destructive downpours. But in a troublesome twist, that world may also include more intense droughts, as the increased evaporation parches soils between occasional storms. In a hotter climate, your chances of being caught with either too much or too little rains are higher, said John Wallace, a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. And the globe is getting warmer. The last several decades of global temperature readings curve up on graphs like the end of a hockey stick. Climate specialists conclude for the first time last year that humans were causing most of the warming trend by burning coal and oil, which release carbon dioxide and other heat-trapping greenhouse gases. The main way that warming is likely to manifest itself, scientists say, is through changes in the balance of water as liquid, vapor, and ice. There is growing evidence now that shifts in the global water cycle are likely to cause potentially catastrophic effects in several parts of the world, said Rajendra Pachauri, an Indian engineer who is the new chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change. Still, a scientific debate persists. Some specialists say the Earth has built-in buffering mechanisms that can limit extremes. But many others say that past records, current trends, and computer models all point to big changes ahead. One new study this summer found evidence that the Asian monsoon, as a part of the warming trend, has already intensified. Generally, agriculture is expected to falter in arid, subtropical areas like the eastern Mediterranean and southern Africa, while flourishing in northern climes, like the North American wheat belt, as more precipitation and longer growing seasons boost yields. But climate specialists say that even their rain is more likely to fall as field-scouring torrents. Long-term planners in the western United States are trying to adjust. Next year, California will for the first time incorporate climate changes into its 5-year water management plan. Water supplies there are already squeezed by growing populations, said Jonas Mintzen, the deputy director of the California Department of Water Resources. A warming climate is intensifying the problem, he said. Over the last 50 years, he said, winter precipitation in the Sierra Nevada mountain regions has been falling more and more in the form of rain, increasing flood risks instead of as snow, which supplies farmers and faucets alike as it melts in the spring.